With us on a Monday morning, our political observer, Alan Chartok. And Alan, we come in really early and there are a lot of things crossing the road. And now on the wires this morning, it's love is in the air for the Adirondack moose. State officials warning, watch out for moose crossing the road.
You are exactly right. I remember one time, David, years ago, I was coming in. We lived at the time in Alford, Mass., right outside of Great Barrington. And there I was. And all of a sudden, I sensed something next to me. And I looked to the right and there was gigantic feet. You didn't see the body, you just saw the feet going up there. These things can get real big. And as you've pointed out so many times, David, you know, you don't want to get into a automobile crash with a moose, so everybody should be careful about that. Which reminds me, of course, of the fun drive, which is on the 6th of October. And we are getting very, very close. Now, let me tell you what's happened, David. We have a $25,000 match for the Lennox Foundation. Our friend Alan Sagner has just called and said, look, I'll give you $5,000 more. But he made it quite clear. I'll give you $5,000 more only if you get the $25,000. This is a guy who knows what he's doing, and he doesn't kid around, and he's not lying. So we don't get that $5,000. Ladies and gentlemen, it's our station. We all made it together. We know we made it together. We have a community. You stop me wherever we go, wherever I go now. Maybe I'm getting older. People are taking pity on me where they're saying, thank you and wonderful station and all the rest of it. Come on now. We all know what we have to do to keep it alive. And it'll stay alive just as long as everybody decides, hey, I listen to it. I love it. I use it every day. I'm listening all the time. Let me help. So WAMC.org, get in that lockbox and let's get this match. Otherwise, we're done for.
Is the climate done for, Alan? Major march in New York City over the weekend. People from all over the country. And, of course, a major United Nations summit meeting tomorrow on global warming. Governor Cuomo has declared this week in New York Climate Week. The climate is the top of the news.
Well, sure. I mean, you know, but can the people who talk the talk walk the walk? That is always the issue. So if you're on the one hand a politician who talks about hydrofracking and needing hydrofracking and then global warming is tied to this, there's no question they're tied at the hip, you have to think about those things. So everybody is against global warming. Everybody understands climate change except for a few deniers. And so, you know, we have to really think about this thing because this Earth is just being threatened in a way we have never seen before. It's that simple. You don't have to like Al Gore to know that he was right in An Inconvenient Truth. I mean, he stood up there doing that film and then along came Superstorm Sandy and everything he said turned out to be true. So listen, folks, either we have to decide we're going to do it and the people have to put pressure on the politicians or it's not going to happen.